Snowflake's Endocrinology, Sarah speaking.
Hello, may I speak with Melissa, please? It's Sue Godfrey here.
Sue Godfrey, just a moment.
Thank you.
I'll just pop you through just a moment.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, is that Sue?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we seem to be playing phone tag. Melissa here from Dr. Divya's rooms. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Just wanting to get an update on what's happening with the account. I've got some notes here that you maybe were going to call back to make payment, but you might have already paid it. We weren't sure where we were at, so.
No, that wasn't at all. I've received a check from Medicare, which I've posted to you.
Right.
I've also paid the balance by direct debit as well, and that was yesterday. My query now is, Melissa, are you going to be able to forward that to Medicare for a refund to me?
So the Medicare check's coming. Is it made out to Dr. Dibia, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I hate how they do that. All right, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think it's called medical supply, but it's said on the statement that it has to be forwarded to Dr. Dibia.
Okay, yep. So once we get that, I'll see if I can – he's in tomorrow, so I'll see if he can log into his bank account and confirm. Can you tell me how much you paid yesterday?
Yes. Hang on just a moment. $628.75.
Oh, that sounds high. I've only got you owing $564. Oh, dear. Okay, so $628.75 you paid into his account yesterday.
That's right, which was to make up the $1,000.
Okay. Maybe there's more than one invoice outstanding. I've only got one on my desk for $564. All right, well, if you've overpaid, we'll get that refund done ASAP.
Okay. Well, you sent me an invoice for $1,000.
Oh, okay. Let me have a look at your account.
And the invoice was 4344.
Okay, let me hop back in. Okay, account. Right, what do we got? So there was... There was one done to Medibank Private, but I believe you weren't with Medibank Private. And then, what's this one? There's just been so many. Okay, so that's the invoice that was voided. Okay, and then there's another one here. Yeah, okay, I'm a bit confused. All right, I'll look into this more, but if you definitely paid too much, maybe we should get your bank details off you now because I don't want you waiting for this money, you know, for too many days. If you're happy to share me your BSB and that, and if you've overpaid, we can do that tomorrow when he's back in.
Okay, now the BSB is... Hang on, I'll just get the word here.
You're all right.
704052.
Yes.
And the account number will be 100109688.
All right, so I'll just repeat that. So BSB is 704052. And
yep.
Account number is 100109688.
That's right.
Okay.
But my account number is 85656. You might want to take that just in case.
Hang on. What is it?
85656.
656. So what's the? So why would the two account
numbers? The 100 is the external account number.
Okay. All right. We'll just have to wait till we get into his CommBank when we need to do that refund and see. If not, I'll have to call.
So was in actual fact the account not for $1,000?
I've got nothing here that shows there's an account for $1,000 owing anywhere. So I'm just a little bit...
Well, that's the account that I've got in front of me, Melissa.
Yeah, what was the invoice number you said?
4344.
Oh, yeah, well, that's been voided because... and that was... Oh, yeah, that was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So that's... Oh, hang on, 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, that was for $1,000 neat. Is that the one you've got?
That's right.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, well, we've voided that because,
oh,
yeah, we were told.
Melissa?
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. This is a total mix-up. I do apologise.
Yeah, it certainly is.
We were told you had AHM at some stage, so we've redrawn up the account to AHM. And then they've rejected that as well. So, and then they said that AHM said you weren't covered, but you could still claim it through Medicare, which is hopefully what you've sent through with the Medicare check.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's
as I said,
right.
I'm a bit concerned that you've paid too much. So I'll get onto that as soon as he comes in tomorrow. And as I said, if I can't have trouble with that account number because I'm a bit confused, I'll call you straight away so we can get that refund done to you, because I definitely don't think
If I can't, I might not be able to get to the phone, but please leave a message.
Yes, I will. Yes, he's only in half a day, so I'll try and ring as early as possible so it gives you time to ring me back before he goes.
Yes, that'll be good.
I mean, obviously we've made some mistakes since we've taken over from him, but yeah, this was all mixed up last year, but I do apologise if we've
that's why I wasn't prepared to pay this account until I sent it to Medicare.
No, that's good. So all right, well, I'll keep an eye out. Oh, now, do you know what address you sent the Medicare check to? That's the next question.
Now,
so these moves around, and yeah, who knows where that may go to.
Hang on, I took a note. It was 309
6 North Lakes Drive.
Yes.
Oh, that's definitely our account. Okay.
North Lakes Specialist Centre.
Yeah, perfect. I'll go and check the mail this afternoon in case it's in there. All right, well, I do apologise, Sue, but as I said, we will give you that refund ASAP because, yeah, that just sounds like it's way too much money. So we'll get it all sorted tomorrow.
Yeah, well, like I said, that was the account that I received.
Yes,
I got no advice from anybody else about the change.
Yeah, no, I can see it's been...
I won't be going to St. Vincent's again, that's for sure.
Oh, no. All I can do is apologise, but we'll get that money back to you because it definitely sounds like an overpayment.
All right.
No worries.
Okay,
well, thanks for ringing me back, and hopefully we can get this all sorted tomorrow.
Yes, please.
Yeah, sorry,
okay.
Sue. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.